moved into situations with third down, some more blitzes and things like that that we'll incorporate. So just another step in the preparation, but it's coming together good, coming together good. I know it's new for a lot of the players just to get a feel for the routine, but I think they appreciate it.
Ask you this every day, but how did Beecham come through again today?
He did good. I talked to the trainers last night. He felt really good coming through. So, I mean, this is really, I don't know how many practices he's had, three or four where he's had the pads on and worked with the first group. So we know it's going to be a work in progress, but just what he's shown in practice, the confidence level, understanding the scheme, very good.
If he starts at left tackle Sunday night, does Luke start at left guard?
Yes.
How has Joko looked at that spot?
Good. To Luke's credit, he's looked good at left tackle. He's looked good at left guard. So, it's so much in our favor that we can say that about him, because that's a challenge to play both positions for some of these guys, and he's really excelled at both.
Follow up on Joko. He was drafted to play left tackle, probably a little bit depressed. Has he shown that? How has his attitude been?
You would think that. And I think, he'd say, okay, we may need to talk to him and help him through this, but I haven't talked to him. He's been unbelievable. I mean, just in passing and the way he says his mindset is. And, well, I know we all appreciate that, and it tells us a lot about him. You wonder, but I'm not surprised. We saw that mindset in OTAs, and he's carried it through. So, I haven't talked to him much about it at all, and he's been handling it great.
So is the competition over? Is Beecham your...
No. Okay. I think I told the coaches, let's do it this way. And the offensive line coaches agreed. And it's more to us, it's more of a fact finding. Let's find some facts out here. Let's see how Luke does. Let's see how Beecham does. And, we just need to have this look to see, try to collect all the facts that we can.
Will Beecham's snaps be monitored differently than the rest of the first team?
We'll talk about that tonight. See, it'll be good, right? We moved it up. That's right. We'll find out just exactly how he plays and how he feels.
No Julius or Mercedes today. Is that correct?
No Julius.
Vets day.
Yeah, Vets
day. So how did the depth? We talked about that yesterday, but getting a chance to maybe see him a little bit more in practice today. Anything stand out about the depth you have at tight end?
Yeah, it was good. All those guys, and that was one of the reasons too. We felt like, okay, both those have a player's day off. It gets the chance to see more of those younger guys. And to see him. So how they did, it'd be unfair for me to say without watching all the tape.
How have you gone about fixing the penalties and the mental errors?
Well, it is. We talk about it, and we show the clips, and we talk about foolish penalties. And, I think we're getting a feel for the game and our style and what we can and can't do. So, we got to take away the foolish penalties, the pre-snap errors. Our style of play, is going to be aggressive, and there's going to be some, but the number is just too high. So we'll consistently, I can't say they're going to diminish, but there's a mindset that, hey, we got to be smart. We got to, really be mindful of at critical times how much they impact us.
Because the expectations are probably going to be at this point the highest they've been for you. How do you handle that, and how do you make sure that
for
a young team...
this game or this season?
This season. How do you make sure a young team handles that?
Yeah, you know what? It's a good thing. We look at that expectations, and we've said it in the first team meeting to our team, because we really believe that you rise to the level of expectation. And so to me, it's a good thing that our expectations... Now, we have to make sure we monitor ourselves, and whatever the expectations are, realistic expectations, you generally rise to that. So, we got to make sure that we push it, and our expectations are high every day. So it's not a different world that we live in.
What do you want to see from your first team defense Sunday night that says, okay, they're ready for week one?
Well, I mean, they're going to have an opportunity to play a lot more plays, this game. So the consistent level of play. Some of the situations that work, third down, red zone, first and second down against the run, explosive plays, those things. We want to make sure that, we call them the sweet six, those six areas, and that's no different than any game. So, I think consistent play in each one of those categories.
Will we see Tyson strictly inside Sunday?
He'll play some inside, that's correct.
He'll do both?
Yeah, he'll play some 4B, some 3. He'll move around some.
What's the benefit of being able to slide him back and
forth? Well, any player, the more that you can do. Avery was like that for us last year, playing nose 3, 4B, and 6. So when you have that much flexibility, it just, when you get to a numbers game, how many guys are up, that flexibility really can help out.
Has Rashad Hill made any sort of a impression on you?
He's done a good job. I think he's more of a work in progress. You know, you see flashes of him, but it's the consistency. He's still learning the speed of the game and some of the things defenses are doing to him. But, you know, his skill set and his size and what he does and his work ethic, all those things, you know, they look good. But he just needs reps.
Has he been able to get more reps with Lincoln back out?
Yes.
Does that help?
Yeah, you know, he'll get an opportunity. Although the reps for the second and the threes will be cut down some this game, we hope to see more consistent play out of the second and threes.
With injuries to the depth guys like Sample and Linkenbach and that stuff, how much does that factor into your first 15 cuts and then long-term?
Right. Well, I mean, you know, we're having those discussions now. So, you know, you're looking at every position and talking about guys and, you know, how to put this plan together. So there's many different plans. There are many different scenarios. We'll see how we come out of this game. So there's conversations about all of that. And then obviously we got to include the medical staff to see when they project him to be back. And we'll put all that information together.
Is part of that fielding a full team for all those reps in game four too? Like for each position to have enough guys that you feel
comfortable? Yeah, that's part of it too. There's no doubt about it. We got to look, and if we have plans for guys, the first team guys to sit out that fourth game, enough guys on the team to handle those. Yeah, that's correct.
Get excited about Marquise because he's been healthy other than that short stretch.
And right. What he can do I'm excited for him. You know, he's, you know, when he puts practices and stacks them up back to back, you can just see his confidence grow. And the challenge for him is to be positive about it, you know, and not be all full of stress and anxiety about what's going on. Just, you know, appreciate what you're doing now, and you're kind of stacking these practices up. So he's communicating very well to us. I think he's really identifying when it, you know, it's painful and when it's leading to a possible injury. He's trying to figure that out. But overall, I think he feels pretty good now. He feels pretty good. So just to continue to play and stack up these practices and games. Yeah, it is. I've seen a level of maturity in him. I have, you know, just, you know, in handling it. It's not so much up and down. You know, when something unfortunate comes his way, he handles it, he accepts it, and he moves on. So I have seen that part of him.
Do you have an opinion on the tablets, the video that you guys
I really like them. Yeah. I know there's different views on them. Some coaches think that it might take the advantage away from coaches being able to pick it up, you know, on the sideline. But I think overall the general feel for our coaches are they really like it. You know, the teaching that can go on. And it will raise the level of the game because adjustments will be made off of it. And so that's a good thing.